Ronan, you got off to a good start there today with 4 points on the board in the first 8 minutes before McCool's responded. You're certainly laying down a marker early on this match.
Yeah, we weren't expecting to start that good, but we got it, so we'll take it. I suppose when you're a favourite, and we were slight favourites to win today, I suppose. So McCool's then, that good start we got, maybe just put some doubts in their heads, so we were delighted with it. They kind of kept on touch the whole way, but I think by half time we were up by 6, so we were happy with that. You kind of needed that lead today with that wind that was there, it was blowing straight up the pitch, so it was a lot easier to score on one end than the other. So we were happy with that, but the good start really, really helped us today.
Yeah, no doubt your game plan would have been to contain the threat of Oisin Gallen. Gary McFadden did a very good job on Gallen today, like he didn't score from play.
Well, we know Gary, the calibre of player Gary is. Like, the better the opposition, the better Gary plays. He just steps up to those challenges all day long. We played McCool's last year twice in the championship, and I think Gallen scored 9 points or something one day and 10 the other. So, and that was us nearly double marking him. So we knew, like, we had to, you know, but we obviously had our best player on him, and we try to get 2 around him and 3 around him whenever we could, because he does some, if you give him an inch, like he'll do some damage on you. So, but in fairness, the boys, Gary did his job, and the boys got around Gary then to help him out.
Yeah, and going on 6 point up the break, a comfortable lead, no doubt you knew that McCool's were going to throw the kitchen sink at you and probably look for an early goal, but it was you who got off to a good start in the second half, knocking on with a couple of more points, and you really continued to dominate the game in the second half.
Yeah, I think her first point, Dara was kicking the ball in and it bounced over the bar. So, you know, when things go your way like that in a game, you kind of gives you a big lift when you get the luck like that there. So, no, the lead, the 6 points, as I said earlier, was we needed that with the wind. And we're well used to playing against the wind then and coming from Harry Gallen. So we knew what we had to do then in the second half, just keep it tight and not let in any goals. I think they got in for goal twice. I think Donal got a good block and their keeper Dahi made a good save as well, but look, you're going to get that when the team are desperate and they're lumping balls in, but you just depend on your defenders to do their job, and our boys did their job today very well.
Yeah, as I say, you looked very dominant and you never looked like losing it, and indeed you could have been further ahead at the end. Owen DeMurca hit the crossbar in the 49th minute, and the referee then deemed Steve McFadden's effort a square ball. So I mean, lots of positive to take from the game.
Yeah, lots of positive. I think we had, I think our shots percentage today was about 70%, like, which last week I think it was 19%. So that is some turnaround. But we'd be very disappointed with those goal opportunities, like very disappointed. You know, it's okay we got away with it today because we were 5 or 6 points up. But if that's a draw game or it's a point either way or 2 points either way, those goals, they have to be goals. And we were speaking about that after the game, and something we need to work on, you know, because you won't get away with missing them going ahead in the championship.
Yeah, well, listen, you look forward to a quarter final now next weekend, possibly McCool Park or O'Donnell Park. You drew 4 Masters, of course. They beat you in the first round of the group stages, of the championship this year by 8 points. Senan Carroll will be certainly another man you'll be looking out for in that next weekend.
Yeah, Senan did some damage on us that day. In fairness, their whole team did some damage. They hammered us out the gate by 8 points. And Gidor being a championship team and a proud team, we were kind of embarrassing really to get that sort of beaten. You know, they fully deserved their win, but we shouldn't be losing by 8 points. So at least now we have a chance to try and show we're not as bad as we were that day. And keep the score a bit closer next week.
Yeah, well, 8 point victory here in O'Donnell Park today, and you know, as some people have heard mentioned there, you definitely looked like a different team out there today than you did in that first round game against 4 Masters.
Yeah, the boys took that defeat badly and we took it very badly, obviously. So I think they realised then, you know, you can't just go out and expect to win games no matter what club or what jersey you have on your back. You have to go out and earn the right to win the game and work hard, and we didn't do it that day. So they've knuckled down since and really put in the hard work and trained hard. And in fairness, every single thing Francie and I asked them to give us, they give it to us. And I can't fault the lads at all for their effort in that regard.